house is going up in flames.
Oh, gosh. A horrifying red glow that was redder than anything I'd ever seen in my life. Brilliant and menacing beyond description.
It is completely on fire. Please pray for everybody.
To be okay,
we'll get through this.
To be okay.
All right.
Terrifying scenes of escape played out across California as wildfires ripped through the state. More than 30 people have been killed, some found in their cars, as they tried to flee the infernos. The campfire completely ravaged the town of Paradise in rural northeastern California. And down in Southern California, the Woolsey Fire and Hill Fires have forced more than 150,000 people to evacuate around Malibu and Calabasas, just north of Los Angeles.
My wife hasn't even been over to the site yet to see that ruin. She's just not quite ready for that.
We got to work and they said that the fire's almost here. Everybody got to go home. And then the police came up through the driveway and told everybody to evacuate.
I mean, it feels terrible for everybody. You know, we've all been through this, or many of us have been through this, and it's a gut-wrenching experience. You just feel raw and hopeful that the fire departments have been able, you know, to be successful, and they have in the past, and my hat's off to them because they're amazing people. Makes me cry.
Governor Jerry Brown addressed the state yesterday and again made the connection between these devastating fires and climate change.
This is not the new normal. This is the new abnormal. And unfortunately, the best science is telling us that dryness, warmth, drought, all those things, they're going to intensify.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. And we begin today in the Golden State, turned red and gray with fire and smoke. Jenny Hamill is a reporter with KCRW, and she joins me now. Hi, Jenny.
Hi there.
We also have William Stewart, a forestry specialist and co-director of Berkeley Forest at the University of California, Berkeley. William, thanks for being with us.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Jenny, I want to start with you. We saw two major fires erupt just over the past couple of days. Tell us where these fires are burning and what's the extent of the destruction so far.
So here in Southern California, we have been covering the Woolsey and the Hill Fire. The Woolsey Fire, much bigger at this point, estimated at about 85,000 acres. It really exploded over the weekend, especially on Friday, from several thousand up to 74,000, really driven by the Santa Ana winds coming in from the desert, hot, dry, moving fast, at some points 50 to 60, 70 mile hour per hour gusts. It has destroyed approximately 177 homes. It's 15% contained. At one point, there was a lull in the winds, and that really helped firefighters start to establish some perimeter control around the fire. And although the winds picked up a little bit yesterday, firefighters say they have been able to hold those lines. There have been two fatalities, although it's not confirmed that they're from the fires. There were two bodies found in Malibu in a vehicle. So certainly the Woolsey Fire has caused absolute havoc on people living in Los Angeles and Ventura counties. And then as we look to the north, the Camp Fire, there's about 4,000 firefighters fighting what they are now calling the most destructive fire in state history. We've got 29 fatalities. It's tied with a fire that occurred in Los Angeles in the early 30s. And as you mentioned, many of those in the town of Paradise. This is a small town of about 26,000 sitting in the Sierra Nevada foothills. It's estimated that 80 to 90% of those buildings have been destroyed. And they say that many of those people died in their cars trying to flee the flames.
Those were horrifying images that we saw over the weekend on social media and also that people were posting of just trying to get out. William, I want to bring you in here to respond to Jenny. In terms of the size of this and the destruction of these fires, around this time last year, the Tubbs Fire in Northern Cal had taken the title of the most destructive fire. But now the Camp Fire in California, as Jenny mentioned, seems to be taking that title now. Are there any similarities that we can draw from the two fires, William?
Yeah, I think the biggest similarity is that these fires are being driven, just like the fires in Southern California, by very high wind events. And by this time of year in California, pretty much all the fuel is dry. And as long as you have a warm weekend, it can go quickly. But it's really these really big wind events that drive them basically faster than the fire services can can do to slow them down, at least. And the Paradise Fire, the campfire, most of the damage happened on the first day when the fire totally burned over the town of Paradise. So it's when these flames go really quickly and they grow on the first day before the thousands of firefighters come, that's the most, the riskiest time. And that's both the Tubbs fire and this fire that burned down Paradise. Most of the fatalities and the action happened in the first 12 hours.
Jenny, we mentioned the reaction and some of the horrifying images that were coming out of social media. But another thing we saw were lots of celebrities, obviously, talking about getting, you know, they're taking care of their homes, et cetera. And of course, this is because Malibu has a reputation for being a wealthier part of the state. But you also talked to people who weren't celebrities, who weren't as wealthy, including someone named Rachel Robert Stoker, who had to evacuate from her home in Malibu. Let's take a listen to what she had to say.
More people started to arrive. People with horses started to arrive. More people started to arrive. More animals started arriving. They started setting up corrals on the sand, which was just such a wild, wild sight. I never imagined I would ever experience anything like that.
Jenny, give us a sense of Rachel and some of the other folks you talked to.
Yeah, so Rachel Robert Stoker, she's a resident of Paradise Cove. That is a mobile home park that sits right next to the ocean, just to the west of the Pacific Coast Highway. There's about 270 trailers, although very nice trailers that sit right on the ocean. She says it's a really tight-knit community that includes a lot of retirees, retired firefighters, artists, surfers, people who want to live near the ocean but don't want to pay those Malibu prices for those mega mansions. So she was actually talking about the fact that a lot of the residents in Malibu decided to stay in Malibu, although there were mandatory evacuation orders. They all kind of ended up at the Zuma Beach parking lot and stayed there for days until I think ultimately they were finally kicked out by officials. And she was referring to many people who live inland in Malibu, keep ranches, have horses and animals. And she said that essentially it was a very surreal experience to not only have many of her neighbors, you know, camped out at this parking lot, but also to see all the animals coming as well.
And William, I want to ask you, because we've seen, I mean, we just mentioned at the top of the segment, there are fire after fire after fire in California. Each one of these fires is equally, if not more, destructive than the last. And I wonder two things. What's really spurring this? Is it a question of land planning? Or is this, would like to bring in what the president said this over the weekend, that this is something, you know, this is an issue about poor forest management. What's really happening here?
Well, I think that this fire here is, there is actually a fire right near Paradise in 2008, only 10 years ago, that pretty much burned out most of the fuel where this fire started. So that we already had essentially a fuel break there, but just these high winds coming this late in the season, there just essentially is nothing that can stop it. This is a scale of a San Andreas level earthquake. There's just, you can do all the preparation you want, but when the winds are coming 50 miles an hour, if there's anything more vegetation than a parking lot, it's gonna catch on fire. So this really wasn't a question of poor forest management. It was just this is just such severe fire weather in this case.
And Jenny, you talked to Paul Major, who's another Malibu resident. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
We got friends that will put us up for a few weeks or as long as we need to, a year or so. We'll see how long it takes to get permits, and I don't know if insurance is even covered. Portions of the house. I mean, we're all insured things, but it's never enough or right, probably.
Jenny, what do residents like Paul, what do they have to expect in these upcoming days in terms of cleanup and relocating if needed?
Well, you've got to realize that for people like Paul, I mean, his area is still under a mandatory evacuation order. So although you do have insurance companies that have set up mobile offices outside of the major burn zones so they can start helping people who've lost homes start processing claims or property claims, right now, I think fire officials are very much concerned with, you know, save lives first, structures later, and then deal with the rebuilding process. So of the people that are reporting, reporting staff has talked to many people who have lost homes or are waiting to see if their home survived are kind of in a holding pattern. They're staying with friends and family throughout Los Angeles, Ventura counties, and waiting to see what the ultimate result is and then, you know, what the steps are moving forward. But, you know, as Paul expressed, there's major uncertainty about whether you can rebuild to the point where the home looks as it once was and all of your valuables are intact. So, you know, it's a very uncertain time. time for these people.
And of course, Jenny, we know that, as we mentioned, that these fires almost feel unstoppable and so frequent at this point. Does the state of California have the resources to fight fires at this level? I know that they're using, in addition to firefighters, they're also tapping into inmates at certain correctional facilities to fight these fires. Can you give us a sense of who and whether or not the state actually has the capacity?
Yeah, that is something that is talked about every time we have one of these major fire events in California, especially with, as Governor Brown said, this being the new normal. Firefighters in California spread especially thin. You know, we had a gamut of fires that occurred in July. So with 4,000 firefighters up in the Camp Fire and several thousand more down here, that has been the narrative, that firefighters are spread thin. Firefighters are coming in from other states. And certainly we are topping out our resources, as you can expect.
I'm also wondering, in terms of, you know, William, I want to pivot to you here for a second. What else do we need to be talking about when we're talking about these fires? Admittedly, winds are not helping, but we've also talked about the man and woman power that goes into fighting these fires. What about the climate element of this? How much is climate related?
Well, we're clearly seeing, we've been looking at the trends over the last 50 years, and there's just an increase in the area burned by fires every decade since the 70s. So there's clearly a fairly large fingerprint of climate change here. And also, just a little bit of warming, it may only be a few degrees warmer, but that often helps make the winds much worse. So there's unquestionably the conditions in the last, especially in the last decade, where we seem to have broken a record every year, clearly shows we are moving into a period where we're going to have what we used to consider extreme events every year somewhere in the state. And that's really very concerning to everybody who's watching this, and especially all the residents of California.
And Jenny, has there been any indication of more help coming into the state of California from either other states or even beyond?
Yeah, certainly. There has been help nationwide with firefighters coming into California, you know, and certainly they can use as much help as they can get. The Santa Ana winds expected to pick up even more today. So firefighters bracing for that, hoping that their containment lines hold with the progress that they made this Saturday and in Sunday.
Jenny Hamill is a reporter with KCRW. Jenny, thanks for your reporting.
Thank you.
And William Stewart is a forestry specialist and co-director of Berkeley Forest at the University of California, Berkeley. William, thanks for your insights.
Thank you.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Babbel, a European-made language learning program. Babbel teaches practical conversation in Spanish, French, German, and other languages. Available in the App Store or online at babbel.com.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.